All right, Gary, time for your 1 to 11. How difficult was this for you?
Well, when I was asked to do my 1 to 11, I thought it was going to be easy. But actually sitting down and trying to go through it, it's been an absolute nightmare. I'm going to have so many friends phoning me up saying, why wasn't I in the team? I played with Merce for England. He's already been moaning at me backstage.
Yeah, and, right. Yeah.
He's not made it. He's not made it. Merce out so, already.
No, not when you see these players. Not when you see these players.
It's been very difficult.
All right, let's start in goal.
In goal, I'm going for Liverpool legend, Spurs legend, Ray Clements.
Even though he let that own goal in. Tell us about him.
Ray was, obviously, I came from Bristol Rovers, and at the time, I think he had 12 years with him and Peter Shilton, who were basically, you know, alternating with the first base for England. Obviously, I played with Peter Shilton as well. I played with David Seaman. David Seaman, I think those three keepers, along with Gordon Banks, are probably the best we've ever had in this country. So trying to choose one of them was so difficult. But I chose Ray Clements, and I was swayed a little bit because when I first came up from Bristol Rovers, a young boy from the West Country, I was staying in a hotel. And after 2 weeks of being in a hotel, you know, Ray Clements, to me, this legend of Liverpool, England and Spurs, invited me to his house, and his lovely wife, V, invited me to go over for dinner one evening. And it was just that, you know, Ray realised the pressure that youngsters are under, and I think it was I was very much appreciative of what he did. So yeah, he definitely gets him into my team.
What formation are we playing?
Right, I'm going for a very attacking formation. I'm going for a 3-1-3-1-2.
Oh, I like it.
That sounds weird, I know, but my team.
That's a studio, wasn't it? It's an Ozzie Ardiles one.
But hey, if I'm being honest, if you've got great players in your side, they can play any formation. So wherever you wanted to play, you could play anything. Great players will deal with it.
All right, let's have the back three then.
Right, the back three. I was going for a back four, but then I decided on a back three. In the middle, Terry Butcher. On the left-hand side, Stuart Pearce. And on the right-hand side, played with him for 1 year at Tottenham, Richard Gough.
He was made captain, wasn't he, when you left?
Yeah, I mean, Goffey, to be fair, we had 1 year together at Tottenham. When he first arrived, we just hit it off immediately as friends, but also as teammates. And we knew each other's game. We had a fantastic year when he was with us. He left us, went to Rangers, had a decade at Rangers as captain up there, won 9 Scottish championships. But I was just disappointed that the partnership only lasted for 1 year. But in the middle, I've gone for Terry Butcher.
Yeah.
I mean, Butch, I played against him a lot of times, obviously played with him for England. And he is just a colossus. Yeah, he's a man mountain of a centre-half. And literally, before every England game we'd have together, literally, those 5 minutes before kickoff, he was like a man possessed with passion and commitment. I mean, it'd be unbelievable. We go out into the tunnel before the game, and you can see the other team just freezing with the way that Butch was going down the lines and was trying to get the team motivated. I was scared as well, so let alone the other team. So, but no, fantastic player and obviously great commitment.
And passionate commitment, Stuart Pearce, unbelievable.
Well, again, Stuart Pearce, similar passions to Terry. Fantastic left. I never ever saw Stuart Pearce get overrun by a player. You know, he had pace, he was strong, great left foot, great captain, a player that you'd always want in your side. So it was so difficult for me because, you know, I left out people like Des Walker, you know, Tony Adams. I left out fullbacks like Steve Perriman, Viv Anderson, you know, Kenny Sansom, Chris Hughton. So, but
you've got a good squad.
But I've gone with those three for my back three.
Okay.
You're holding midfield player?
Right. I thought as a back three instead of a back four, I need a holding midfield player. So I've gone for Brian Robson.
Gets in everyone's wheel, doesn't he?
Yep.
Tell us about him.
Again, Robbo, we used to play against each other a lot. I was in midfield my first couple of years at Tottenham. He was obviously centre midfield for Man United. So we had a lot of very competitive games against each other. But we also had a spell as roommates for England. So, again, if you want a player in your team, his commitment to winning the game, his drive, he covered every blade of grass on the football field. And, again, an absolutely fantastic player and going to sit in front of the back four just to protect the back four. Keep us solid at the back.
That's all the defending you've got now, isn't it? Right, crack on.
Yeah. Well, yes, I've gone for an attacking side, so...
Okay. One at a time, please.
Right, one at a time. I'll go on the right-hand side. Ozzie Ardiles. Now, when Ozzie and Ricky Villa, came to Tottenham in 1978, I think they were their success was the catalyst for, you know, all the top players in the world to wanting to come to play in the English league. You know, they were outstanding in their time there. If you remember the ticker tape when they arrived, just after the Argentine side had won the World Cup. So, but Ozzie, you know, he's very slight in appearance, but on the field of play, the most strongest challenges, he could ride these challenges, he could hold players off, and the ease with which he went past defenders, and his vision, again, for me, you know, fantastic player, and had to get into my midfield team.
Who's next to him?
Right, on the left-hand side, I'm going to go for Glenn Hoddle. Now, Glenn, I've never known another player to have the range of passing that Glenn had. His vision, say, the first year I was at Tottenham, I was a central midfield player.
This goal, and I love it so much.
His last ever goal, his last ever game, wasn't
it,
at Tottenham?
I mean, it's... But that was Glenn. In training, every single day, you just stand there and admire him, the abilities that he had. But say, my first year I was there, I got 12 goals, and literally every time I made a run from midfield into the box, Glenn would pick me out. And I'm not kidding, I would say that at least 10 of those goals probably came from Glenn's direct passes. His finishing, and again, one thing that amazed me, that if I'd have been the England manager at this time, I'd have built my team around Glenn Hoddle. Mm-hmm. He had all that creativity. You know, he could have actually done that for us. And so Glenn's gone on on the left-hand side of my midfield.
Okay.
And now, some people would be surprised at this one, but the middle of midfield, Diego Maradona.
Okay. I didn't get him. It's outrageous, isn't it?
Sorry,
Maradona over Merson.
Well, we...
Oh, I thought you said Madonna. Oh, sorry.
Ozzie Ardiles' testimonial.
My favourite ever player.
Played against Inter Milan at White Hart Lane, and Maradona came over to play in this game. And I played alongside him in midfield, and literally, he showboated the whole game. Yeah. He was tricks, flicking the ball. I mean, it was a testimonial game, but he was absolutely outstanding. You know, one of the greatest players the game's ever had. So, again, he just had to be in the middle of midfield for me.
Yeah, Vinny Samways is calling you up going, this is an outrage now, isn't it? Who's in the hole then?
Right, just behind the front two,
yeah.
I've gone for Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah, player.
Well, Gazza, as a lot of people will know him. You know, I was captain when Paul arrived at the club, and you know, he certainly kept me on my toes, but one of the most intelligent players on the field of play that I've played with. He could see things so quickly, he could make things happen, and for me, the one thing that Paul could do was that if you're playing in a game where the team's not playing well, you don't deserve to win the game, but Paul could grab the game by the scruff of the neck and turn the game your way. He could make it happen. And yeah, you know, he used to control games, dictate games. Yeah, and again, yeah, he was a funny character to have around the dressing room. But say, as a footballer, yeah, one of the best.
Yeah, and we hope he gets well.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah. He's obviously it's well chronicled that Paul's had problems, but Paul is determined to overcome all of his issues. I'm sure we'll all wish him well in fighting basically what's going to be his toughest opponent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck, Gazza.
Yeah,
up front.
Up front. Right. First of all, Jurgen Klinsmann. Again, as a striker, he didn't have a fault. I mean, as a defender, when you play against a team, you see you're playing Liverpool on the Saturday, you'll look at Ian Rush, Kenny Dalglish, whoever it is, to play against Robbie Fowler, and you wonder where their weaknesses are to try and exploit those. Again, Jurgen didn't have a weakness. He was, when he first came to us, we thought he was coming to Tottenham, you know, maybe towards the end of his career, but his attitude was outstanding, and I have to say, a finisher, inside and outside the box. Yeah, incredible. So,
who got? Could be Lineker, could be Clive Allen,
could be Teddy Sheringham,
could be Peter Beardsley.
Plenty of choices. Again, like I already mentioned, I said it was very difficult. In midfield, I missed out John Barnes. I missed out.
You could do a job there, Mars, couldn't you?
Missed out Chrissy Waddle. Again, it was very tight. Gary Lineker, Peter Beardsley. But I've gone for a certain gentleman called Pelé.
All right.
I've just thrown Pelé into the equation.
When did you play with Pelé?
7 years ago, I was selected for a FIFA World 11 to play in Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday celebrations in Cape Town.
Wow.
We had a fantastic team. We had
Pelé must have been 90 as well.
He didn't play the whole game.
How's that looking in front of Pelé? He's like 78. Seriously.
But it's great. We had
Teddy, how did we not get in?
Guchegueno, we had Zubi Zreta, Christian Carambo, Ruud Gullit.
And they never got in either.
But we had a certain gentleman called Pelé, and the greatest ever footballer in history. So Pelé just had to come into my team.
Brilliant.
Gary Mavis, once again.
Brilliant.
Sign it. Skipper is who in there? Who's
Skipper. Brian Robson.
Okay. You can put a little C by that.